Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight.
Jesse, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I always enjoy this.
So one thing that's getting a lot of attention in Silverlight 3 is this idea of easing.
Yes, easing actually, you'll remember, existed back in Silverlight 2, but it really, something about the way it was presented and thought about felt like a designer kind of specialty. And it is actually a fairly straightforward concept, although getting the input of exactly how to set up the easing was not straightforward. That has been greatly improved in Blend 3. So let me back up, talk about what easing is. When we create an animation and we're moving an object, we tend, those of us who are not designers, we tend to just start moving the object. And from a, there's a subtle but perceptible feeling of falseness about it when you go from zero to full speed instantaneously. Picture a steam engine standing in the station, you know, with its steam coming out, and all of a sudden it's going 40 miles an hour. It's just not how things in the real world work.
And that's how we've done Silverlight 2 applications, right?
Well, a lot of us who were not designers ended up doing that until a designer came along and slapped us upside the head and said, no, you need easing. And then they would show us this thing and say, see, you just draw this over here. And we go, okay, whatever, and wander away muttering to ourselves. But now what has happened is because of a change in the way Blend presents how you set easing, because now what you do is you pick from some of the predefined easings that actually have a picture of what that easing is, it's much easier, it's much easier to set it up, it's much easier to grasp what's going on. So very simply, you can imagine a curve of what's the speed of my animation over time. So it starts off slow and then it accelerates, and you can imagine that that curve looks like a bend upward because we're going to get up to speed but not instantly. And there are a number of different kinds of easings that are used for different situations to simulate sort of the realistic experience of, do things speed up instantly, that's called easing in at the beginning of the animation, or do they slow down slowly or abruptly, and that's called easing out. So if you're simulating a car going into a wall, okay, no easing necessary. It goes from 60 to 0 in no time. But if, you know, the car's coming to a stop, it doesn't go from 60 to 0 unless, you know, I was driving when I was 17. It basically slows down fairly, easily, you should say. So from a developer viewpoint, what's nice is that the UI in Blend now makes that easy to understand, makes that easy to work with. Everything I just said, this is one of the places where pictures are worth a thousand words. So let me point you at, if I may, a video and mini tutorials where you can see those images and see exactly what I'm describing.
Perfect.
And the first one would be, there's a video at tinyurl.com/SG, for Silverlight Geek, easing. And there is, or will be soon, a mini tutorial. You can find all of my mini tutorials at tinyurl.com/sgminis. And finally, I have a listing of all of my brief overviews of what's new in Silverlight altogether, and you can get to that from my blog or from tinyurl/sgwhatnew.
Now, one thing I want to highlight about easing is that, I think you're right, this can be critical for user perceptions, and we haven't often done it before when we designed Silverlight 2 applications, but this is just so, well, again, pardon the term, easy to apply and can really improve the user's perception of an application.
It's one of those small changes that can make a big difference.
Outstanding. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you for having me on the show. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.